to put into context, this was right at the time of Pearl Harbor. I was actually working in Georgia when it happened, but then we went down on the Key West job, and I worked there for about 4 months. I volunteered into the Navy Seabees in early 42. I was 23 years old. I tried to get in the Air Force, but I was colorblind. With my civil engineering background, I volunteered, went in as an ensign, and went into the Seabees, Naval Civil Engineer Corps. I had a very interesting and unusual naval career. I remember that I checked into the Navy at Norfolk. In those days, the CB battalions were being formed, and I later learned that the 30 officers that formed the battalion before my time went to Guadalcanal with the battalion. The 30 officers after my battalion went to the island of Attu in the Alaska Peninsula, and of all places, my group, we wound up on the island of Bermuda. I spent 11 months on the island of Bermuda starting in 1942. I had an interesting job there. They gave me a jeep and a platoon of 20 men and a concrete mixer, and I spent 11 months going around looking for every little hilltop and hummock I could find, covering it with concrete and putting a little wall around it and a cistern down at the low end, and I was in charge of gathering all the potable water for the island of Bermuda from the rainfall. After that, we came back on leave, and we were called the Honeymoon Battalion. After a month's leave, our battalion was attached to the 5th Marine Division. We went out to the island of Hawaii and trained with the Marines, crawling around under fire and up and down some of the volcanoes, getting toughened up. I landed on Iwo Jima 32 minutes after the 1st Marine, February 19, 1945. Went in there to build the airstrip for the B-29s to land on after they bombed Japan. I must say that Iwo Jima was about as different from Bermuda as you could possibly imagine.
Tell us about the landing on Iwo Jima.
By the time that we landed there, I was a company commander. Incidentally, I learned later that Henry Billman landed right next to me in the Marine Division that was next door to us. That was a common bond that Henry and I developed after I invited him to come on our board many years later in Williams Companies. On the ship going out, there were three battalions of Seabees who were going into Iwo, headed up by a commodore. I got to know the commodore pretty well. I actually played a lot of bridge with him on the ship. He had to go in early to reconnoiter as to how the three battalions would be deployed. He asked me if I would go in as his aide. So the commodore and I, after being 54 days practicing on a ship going from Hawaii to Iwo, we got into one of these landing craft, and we went in on the 16th wave of Marines, and a wave was landing every 2 minutes. So that's where I got the figure. We landed 32 minutes after the first Marine. When we landed, there was a sort of a sand dune strip. It was 20 or 30 feet high and about 30 yards from the waterline. You'd say the front line was about 30 yards from the water when we landed there. The Japanese were doing a very wise thing. They were dropping mortars on the landing craft as we were going in, but mainly they wanted to get us on land where they could bombard us and kill us off on land more readily than in the water. I remember the first night there, we were dug in on the beach. Incidentally, this was February, and it was cold. I think it was 40 degrees. But you got down about 20 inches, the sand got so hot in there, you almost had to strip your clothes off, but you surely wanted a deep hole to get into. Each division had 500 yards of beach that they were responsible for. And our whole 500 yards of beach was totally blocked by our landing craft that had been hit, sunk, broached, or turned over. So nothing else could be landed. We were in serious jeopardy of not being able to get more troops in or ammunition or supplies of any kind. So we had to turn to, and one of my very first jobs was to assist in blowing up whatever ships we could that were on the beach to clear a path for new landing craft to come in. It was pretty hectic. The first couple of nights there, it was sort of Russian roulette as they went up and down the beach landing mortars as to whether you were going to get hit or not. It turned out it wasn't my turn, but I must say there were a lot of people being killed and wounded.
And near you, too, I would imagine.
Right, closer than you and I are.
Can you remember what's going through your mind?
I can. I wondered, is it my turn? And finally you said, well, hell, if it is, it is. But you come away from it pretty much of a fatalist. But eventually, after 3 weeks, we were able to get started on building the airstrip for the B-29s. Our first job, after about 5 or 6 days, was to improve the little landing strip that the Japanese fighter planes were using. We got some bulldozers ashore, and we were trying to fill in the holes in that landing strip, and we'd start digging up our own shells that had come in. Some of them were duds, and you get an unexploded 16-inch shell on the end of a bulldozer, and it's pretty scary. You wonder what to do next. One of the vivid things that you remember, our battleships were half a mile offshore the first day, sending 16-inch shells over our head, bombarding the Japanese positions. And the amazing thing is when you're there on the beach looking out at your own ship firing at you, you can actually see a 16-inch shell leave the muzzle of the cannon. They come in about 7,500 yards over your head, and the noise was like 1,500 banshees screaming. An incredible noise. Very impressive. Yes, I did see the flag go up on Mount Suribachi. Actually, the two flags. They had the little one that went up first, and then the one that got all the publicity came up later, sort of the show flag.
How close were you to that?
We were at the 500 yards that were right at the base of Mount Suribachi. We were right next to it. We were the closest troops to the mountain.
So was there cheering?
Yes, absolutely. There was cheering. After a month, our battalion was assigned the job of taking some dozers and building a road up to the top of Suribachi, and I was company commander of Company A, and my company, we built the road up to the top of Mount Suribachi.